Stephen Hughes, Labour MEP for the North East. What do you make of this response from the European Commission?
I find it quite incredible. The Commission seems to be going out of its way to accommodate this decision that the Polish authorities have made to give the grant to Twinings to relocate jobs from our region, the North East of England, to Poland. Quite incredible. The final sentence says the Polish authorities have been asked to investigate further and report back, so the case is not closed, but the Commission seems to be preparing its excuse.
And what is the excuse, if you like? What are they saying that they're saying means that the normal EU rules don't apply in this case?
They say that small and medium-sized companies are regarded as a different category to large companies, and that the rules can be waived in the case of companies of less than 250 employees with a turnover less than 50 million euros. Now, that might be the case for the subsidiary in Poland, but certainly in the United Kingdom, Twinings employs far in excess of 250. So in my view, even that rule should apply, and the rule should not apply in the case of Twinings. They're already bigger than a small and medium-sized company.
And do you think, in any case, I mean, the general rule is for larger companies that you can't have this EU funding if you are going to relocate jobs. Do you think that should apply across the board?
I think it has to apply across the board. Twinings has a major share in the tea market within the European Union. I think this is a huge loophole. Companies will be encouraged to create subsidiaries with less than 250 employees in order to pick up millions in taxpayers' money to relocate jobs from one needy region to another. That's not the way the rules are supposed to work. Commissioner Hahn is coming before the Regional Development Committee of the Parliament next week, and I'll be there to pin him down on these issues.
And do you think, I mean, how do you think those workers in North Shields who are facing losing their jobs will feel hearing this? It does seem like this is a real technicality.
It is. I mean, it's a ridiculous technicality, a loophole that should not exist. They're losing their jobs. Doesn't matter what size company they're working in. The principle is the same. A company should not gain from taxpayers' money to relocate jobs from one poor region to another within the European Union. That should be a hard and fast rule that applies in all size of company.
And is this effectively those North Shields workers contributing through their taxes to funding which is taking their jobs away?
Absolutely. It's your tax money, my tax money, their tax money that is being used to subsidise the transfer of jobs. And that is completely against the rules as we all understood them to operate. And if this rule is, as the Commissioner has said in this reply, it has to be changed. This loophole has to be closed before other companies exploit that loophole, as they will.
I mean, do you really feel that it might not just be the Twinings workers there in North Shields, but other North East workers who might potentially lose their jobs if this loophole isn't closed?
Yeah, I think it sets a very bad example. It sets a precedent that other companies will follow up in our region, in other deprived regions within the United Kingdom. The loophole has to be closed.
And what about the money that's been given to Twinings or to the subsidiary? What would you like to see happen to that? We've interviewed one MEP today from the south of England, similar situation. He's saying Twinings should pay the money back. What do you think?
I certainly think so. There is a well-established clawback mechanism, and I think the Commission needs to invoke that. They need to close this loophole, invoke that clawback provision, and take the money back from Twinings. That's the best way to indicate to other companies that this is not the path to follow.
I mean, this MEP we spoke to said there was a strong moral argument on Twinings for the benefit of their own reputation, regardless of what the Commission says, to pay this money back. Would you call on Twinings to do that?
Yes, I think there is a moral responsibility on Twinings to pay the money back. They clearly have some expensive, very clever lawyers to find these loopholes and exploit these loopholes. That's not a morally good position for them to be in.
What about the jobs in North Shields? Should they be reinstated? I know the plant is set to close. Would you like to see that reverse, that situation?
I would certainly like to see Twinings invest and maintain production at the North Shields plant. They're doing the same sort of job as will be done in Poland. We have exactly the same access to the European market as the Polish plant will have. Why not retain the operation in North Shields?
As you say, there is still this last line at the end of the Commission's response which says that it's asked the Polish authorities to investigate. But do you think this might be the end of the story on this Twinings case as far as the Commission is concerned?
I'm certainly not going to let it rest. I'll be raising this in the Regional Development Committee of the Parliament next week, and I'll be knocking on Commissioner Hahn's door until we get a full and adequate response to this.